everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Well, cattle producers, coming up next week, it's the silver anniversary edition of Video Royale, a great sale put together by Superior Livestock, originating on Monday from Fort Worth, their historic stockyards studio location, and then on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, 2nd, 3rd, 4th of August, they'll be originating from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada. The Monday sale, July 31st, starts 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll be featuring feeder steers, feeder heifers, as well as wean calves and calves on cows from our part of the country. Then they will be reorganizing and setting up shop in Winnemucca, starting to sell starting at 10 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. All the sales will be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more details or call them 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
All right, welcome back. Activity in feedlot country today limited to the distribution of new show lists. The early month offering appears to be mixed, larger in Colorado, smaller in Kansas and Nebraska, and about unchanged in Texas. Overall, though, ready numbers of fed steers and heifers seem to be somewhat smaller. According to the midday report, the national hog base is $1.80 compared with that of the prior day's settlement, and corn futures are generally 3 cents lower today, pressured by improving growing crop conditions. The Dow is posting a new record high, though, today, up 87 points at 21,918. On the other hand, the NASDAQ is off 17 points. In live cattle, tracks are generally 42 to 95 points lower today, pressured by long liquidation and technical selling. While price action has been choppy through most of the day, business has essentially been stuck in red ink. For the moment, though, spot August continues to find support in the 112 to 112.50 area. The close below that level will probably trigger more long liquidation. In feeder cattle, though, prices were mixed today, pushed and pulled by defensiveness in the live market on one hand and lower corn prices on the other. On an estimated run of 3,000 head, Oklahoma City has called it a steady to firm day. And in grains, wheat markets were a little higher after this week's crop tour in the Northern Plains, which confirmed long-held suspicions that spring wheat yields will be down this year. However, gains could be tempered by traders having priced in lower yields ahead of the tour. Maps show mostly dry conditions over the Midwest for the next few days, although rain may be moving through by Sunday, and corn futures were about unchanged after starting the overnight session a penny lower. Soybeans were a fraction lower late in the overnight session. The lack of threatening weather, though, ahead of the weekend kept traders quiet. The crop moved through its seed production phase with cool conditions expected next week. And finally, the three wheat markets were led higher by the spring wheat, which was up for the third day, but still lower for the week. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.